think we're, I mean, that comes, along with that comes a basic definition of how I see myself. I'm an activist who is very committed to bringing about certain types of social change. And the way I look at it, I don't think the tools in themselves are sacrosanct in any way. I happen to be a photographer and a writer, so I use those particular tools. But I'm not married to any of them. And if tomorrow some other tool becomes more effective, I will happily adopt that if it comes to it. What is useful is the fact that the technology that is present, the new technology, is very malleable, very flexible. It can be used in sort of guerrilla warfare, in the way that it cannot be located in a physical space. It means that in relative terms, the startup costs so much less. I mean, we've started a webzine, and an important reason for starting that was the fact that a traditional newspaper in Bangladesh would cost approximately 50 million taka, so about $1 million to set up. I think even if we had the money to set up an instrument that costs $1 million, would, I think, under the weight of that $1 million, lose a lot of its autonomy. Mm. Therefore, you have to find other methods which are much lighter, not merely because of economic reasons, but because the economic reasons are also tied to political reasons, because it means that there is a far greater freedom, it means that you can take greater risks. But in our case, it's also true that because the laws in Bangladesh haven't yet caught up with new technology, a lot of the rules that laws that govern print media are not influencing electronic media in the same way. We can publish a lot of things on the net because the laws haven't been put down which prevent us from doing so. So though certainly someone, if they wanted to, could bring about some changes that could try and stop us, it would not be as easy to do so in a legal term. We don't need to register ourselves. We don't need to go through certain censorship boards and things like that when we're printing on the net. So we've actually used that as a deliberate tactics in our case. There are other things that happen. I mean, we've had our editor arrested. We've had two bomb attacks, which have nothing to do with laws or regulations. It's just people flexing their muscles at appropriate places. But that will happen regardless of the technique you use. Mm-hmm.